Continuing with De Grazia, at any given moment in history, a tradition trembles, a corner crumbles, gives way, the whole falls to pieces. Perhaps in the very dust that lifts, the shape of something new can be seen. Leisure, were we to attain it, could lend us truth and impart its distinctive texture to all society. What is honored in a country is cultivated there, says an even older rule of political science. We all have been too much taken in by the thousand things to do. The times have taken away our balance, that tempering force without which we are at peace, neither with ourselves nor with our neighbors. The wisdom of the world was madness if in teaching men how to subdue nature and transform our earth, it made them turn their back on life. The 19th century's materialism won the allegiance of every party, classical economists, anarchists, socialists, of the scientific, utopian, and Christian varieties, communists and Democrats. To know anything at all, to be man at all, is to do, to act, to produce, to make something out of matter, something other than it was. Contrast this with the motto found inscribed on a sundial, Horas non numero nisi serenas, that the hours don't count unless they're serene. That the hours don't count unless they're serene is not a new notion. What is the good life? Asks Seneca. Thomas Jefferson answers him in his own tongue, Tranquillitas, unquote, from Sebastian de Grazia of Time, Work, and Leisure. From the vantage of this juncture where we now stand, we are able to see that not only is de Grazia right, that leisure would lend us truth and impart its distinctive texture to all society, but that the first is the second the first, that the great work that falls to us here in the U.S. to accomplish is for all humanity, to establish general human leisure globally, to free ourselves and our brothers and sisters from the indignity of coerced labor is now our great work, the pursuit of happiness for all. For all is a mighty goal for us to grab a hold to. All of us together at long last. The global economy compelled all to come in. Wealth was extracted from everyone's skin. And we are therefore now structurally interdependent. And our future freedom, our coming leisure, is an endowment all indiscriminately share in. It's time to fulfill the work of our ancestors. We who see ourselves as the abolitionists for the freedom of all human beings.